You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ah, the sounds of back-to-school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Combative day.
Oh.
It's Laser Tag Tuesday.
Yes.
Laser Tag Tuesday. So as soon as you come in, you put your little vest on with your laser tag thing, you get your and you get and divided up into teams.
No.
Every 8 person that comes in like that, divided up right there, and the winner gets a $500 CD. And it's like,
whoa.
So everyone you survive in advance. So if you come through, you win, you get to go ahead and the next 8 come through like that, then you go into a one-on-one battle from that point on.
I just give Shindy the old.
Yes.
I'm good.
No, everyone has to play.
What do we know about these
all
events?
Ages,
you have to do it.
All ages. You come in like that. Banking's still going on. There'll be a little bit of a rambunctious noise in the background because of things set up like that.
Some rough.
And they have
the
like some rustling. It's kind of like and everything's done in black light. And so
it's gotta be dark.
Everything's done in black light. Yeah. So you also have like a glow.
Gotta do it too.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
God damn.
You have some glow bands that you have to wear also.
All right, I'm trying to be positive. Let's do this.
You have to change it like that because all of a sudden the Righteous Brothers, they would do it if they were here.
They would.
85 years old.
They would.
Yes. Give me that vest.
Yes, the Hard Knocks people would do it.
They would.
Let's be more positive.
They would. We're being more positive. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Shindy. Let's play some laser tag.
Laser tag.
Do you play laser tag? Yeah, is that what you do?
Yeah, you play laser tag.
Let's play some laser tag.
Yeah, they start at 844.
844.
That'll be 7 rounds.
Does Lazito have laser
tag? He sure does.
Yeah, I think he
can. Sun Valley Lanes has laser tag.
Sun Valley Lanes has laser tag.
At one point, this town in the 2000s had 2 laser tag places. They had Laser Quest, and I think Laser Tag was the other one. But now they just have the one and then go to Creighton to Shin Daddy's.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So it's a big deal.
Wow.
So we got this. We found the stuff on Amazon. Had it shipped in. So you have to check in when you get there right away. There's some crazy loud music, and then everything's dark. But but
crazy
glow.
Loud music in the bank.
Yes.
Hey, what about the looping? Do the kids what's get
that?
A play?
What's that? This is all adults.
Oh,
adult, all adults. Yes,
all adults. Looping laser for laser tag.
Adult laser tag. Yes, wow. It's adult only. Yes, adult only.
You would think that'd be a good loop. No,
yeah, good looping. Not today. No, they will loop again.
I'm fine with the adult laser tag.
I imagine the 95-year-old walking into the bank just to deposit a check. Hey.
There's a.
Here's
I
your
mean,
vest.
We should address
Here's
that.
Your vest.
No, there's probably like a cutoff where.
No, there's not. Everyone does.
Well, what
it,
if someone's got to walk?
I just turned 100.
They're still in. They're just,
congrats.
They're
here's
fair
your vest.
Game. Probably a little bit easier target. So they have to give it a shot. Everyone has the participation.
I just imagine somebody walking in to say, I just turned 100 years old. Well, congrats. Here's
here
your vest.
And there are people
your vest
like
here's your vest.
Here's your vest. Why is there loud music and it's dark and why am I wearing a glow wristband? It'll make sense later. Stay low.
Stay low. Shindy.
Shindy.
Have right. a good time in Creighton. Thank you, Shindy.
This is in Creighton.
Yes.
By the way, before we move on, Sip tried to do some research during the break about the concert last night, the Righteous Brothers in GI. It might have been a decent crowd.
Yeah, I think it was
appeared.
A good crowd.
Like you guessed 50
was it
people.
At the event center right there?
The Heartland. Yes.
It looked like if that picture, now you just don't know with media nowadays, but if that photo was of this event, it was much more than 50 people. I'm saying more than 1,000 for sure.
I felt the Righteous Brothers got 50 people.
It's a Monday night.
It is.
I've had nobody today confirm they were at the concert last night.
Please,
no breakers.
Please.
No breakers, apparently. Were they? If you were at Righteous Brothers, please text us to confirm we had breakers in attendance in GI last night.
I'd love to hear from them.
I would, if there's anyone there.
How were they? Give us a minor review. I don't think Elkent Wolgamott would go to that in the Journal Star.
Bill said if he was at Hillcrest, he wouldn't go.
There was a review in the Grand Island Independent, but I can't pull it up because you have to be a subscriber. Remember. There was a review. God, if somebody could get that, if somebody could just send us that, screenshot it.
It's because you don't have the subscription?
Right. The screenshot, the review.
Hold on. You used to work at the Grand Island.
Yeah, you should have a permanent.
You're not grandfathered in.
You provided content.
That's not right.
I wasn't grandfathered in. What year was that? See, they didn't even have a website back then. That's how long ago it was. It was 1980.
So the papers you've worked for, name them for us.
The Grand Island Independent and the Lincoln Journal Star.
The two.
So nothing in Columbus. Never worked at Columbus?
No. My first job, well, the Daily Nebraska, and I worked for.
Okay, that counts.
Why would I leave that out?
That's when you wrote the letter about the basketball coach getting let
Somehow
go.
Somehow you found that letter.
Yes. Young Ben.
Ben found it.
He got hold of Young Ben and sent him into the archives of the Daily Nebraska.
And he found it. Iba had not been let go.
But
was saying.
This was for practices in the summertime, was it?
Yeah, he put towels over the windows over at Mabel Lee, I think it was called Mabel Lee. Is that right, Mabel Lee? He put towels and had illicit practices. And I thought it was crazy that the Daily Nebraska would go after him for that. Come on.
Mo.
But I was wrong. They should have. They probably did the right thing. Anyway, if someone can find a review of the Righteous Brothers concert, I'd be really interested.
I'm agreed. 100.
Nothing? Crickets?
Somebody says on the text line that this is from the other Bill. Is that how he says, I saw someone that went to it. I thought they were a cover band. Didn't know those guys were still alive.
They're alive.
They thought it was a cover band of the Righteous Brothers.
They're doing well.
Yeah, Bill Medley's 85. Yeah.
McSafety.
McSafety was there. Stop it. McSafety was at the concert.
Oh, McSafety, please confirm this or not. McSafety says, Bobby Hatfield passed away in 2003. Nope. Medley has a new partner for the Righteous Brothers.
Okay, so one
original member then.
Okay. Gosh, see, now one. McSafety has a music background. You know that.
Yes.
He does?
Yes. You know, McSafety has a fairly deep musical background.
I did not know that about McSafety.
Yeah. But anyway,
Phil Rubin would have a lot to talk about. McSafety would have his cargo shorts on with his T-shirt tucked in, and it's an incredible look. It's my favorite thing when he walks in, how buttoned up he is.
I imagine I don't know if he'll make it this way. He lives in
Cozad,
so I don't know if he'll be at Rubin's tomorrow.
He could, though. He drives here all the time. He's always in Lincoln.
Thank you for the information on that. They're just a righteous
There's the one righteous brother.
Yeah.
Just Bill.
Yes.
Anybody, any reviews, anybody that went to it. Do we have any breakers in Grand Island, for God's sake?
I think we do, but they didn't make it out on Monday night to watch the Righteous Brothers at 85
people
years
made it
old
out
perform.
Right now to the event last night. I'll tell you that thing. The Pioneer people showed
they were there.
Up.
See, they took all the people last night.
Pioneer people showed up.
You upstaged the Righteous Brothers.
Way to go, Bill.
You didn't.
On their final tour here.
On their final tour.
Unwittingly, you did it, but you didn't. You did.
That's okay. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. We played some Dana Holgorsen sound in the first hour. John Butler also spoke, Nebraska's defensive coordinator.
Okay.
We all know Nebraska's got a tough challenge with Brendan Sorsby, the quarterback, that we even talked to Mo Egger of Cincinnati last week. He said that Sorsby had a rough end of the year, but he was really good the first 6-7 games of last season. He can run it well. He's got a good passing ability. John Butler, thoughts on Brendan Sorsby yesterday at the press conference, John Butler.
Very athletic. Very strong as a runner. You know, very competitive. I think we've seen him slide twice, maybe. So when he runs, whether it's a designed run, a scramble, he's trying to get and fight for every yard. So you can tell he's tough and competitive, which I think we've done a good job of making sure that our players see that and know that. You know, you always got to know the type of animal you're hunting, so to speak. And he's big, strong, runs hard. He's tough. He delivers the blow more so than he takes hits. So that's a challenge physically that we've got to answer early to make sure that that doesn't get out of hand.
They've seen him slide maybe twice, says John Butler on film. Well,
that's an appealing
takes contact.
That's an appealing picture that Butler paints of Sorsby. Oh, Egger painted that picture of a guy. Remember our conversation where he said
Mo.
Yeah, Mo Egger said that Sorsby got gun-shy.
Gun-shy.
In the last five, when they went last five games, when Cincinnati went 0-5 last year, he said he got, for some reason, got gun shy about throwing the ball down the field.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, it wasn't about like his physical insert, but he did. He said he definitely got gun shy, so it was
that's
a situation.
Something to watch. I didn't know that about him either. That he would, he's not a slider. That he'll just hammer people.
Yeah. So you have anytime you have the combination of quarterback run game and then the ability to scramble also
trouble
that it causes trouble.
This game makes me nervous, frankly. It does. I think Nebraska fans should be
warning: the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
A little nervous.
I think they are. I think they're confident. They definitely are nervous.
This doesn't look like a blowout to me.
The thing that stood out the most to me was that they didn't lose players. And that Mo talked about that the team really likes the head coach and really likes the staff. So that means they had a good camp.
They'll play for them.
It means they had a good camp. It really did. It means they got things done. They practiced hard. They're prepared. And like I said, they're in a pretty good spot. They're in a pretty good spot. They really are.
I'm just talking to myself at this point, but why would you think blowout? I mean, why would a Nebraska fan think you're going to blow them out? I mean,
I can't imagine what you don't know about. I mean, you know, right now, one thing we don't know much about Cincinnati. Mo, get us, fill us in a little.
There's a lot you don't.
Stud defensive lineman.
We know they got a tight end and nose guard and, and quarterback that's returning. But you don't know. We don't know a lot about it.
Five new receivers, right?
Yeah.
Five new receivers.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they have up front on offense, really.
No, you really don't know. They lost some players.
Three.
So you don't know what it's going to look like. You have no idea. So it could look a lot better than what you think it might look like. Also a veteran quarterback. He's played a lot. This is fifth year, right?
He's a junior. He's a redshirt junior.
Redshirt junior. Yeah. So he's been around. Here's been around.
Can I say this? I know enough that makes me nervous.
Yeah, I agree. I was impressed. I mean, you read the articles from camp. They had a good camp. Sounded like they stayed pretty healthy in camp. So all those things add up pretty good.
They got the guys at running back, Evan Pryor and Tawie Walker. Pryor scares me. Concerns me a little bit. He's a home run hitter. I mean, if he gets loose, Ohio State recruited him.
Yep.
Yeah. Say what you want. That tells me almost all I need to know. Yeah. That Ohio State welcomed him on his roster as a scholarship player. I mean, now he's at Cincinnati, but he had pretty good numbers last year. He averaged, I think he was a 7 yards a carry guy last year. What else you got from Butler?
Sorsby, of course, he mentioned, does not slide. He likes to take contact head on. And Joe Pryor is a potential All American tight end, if not first team All Big 12.
Joe Royer.
And here's Butler on how those guys will challenge the team's abilities to tackle on Thursday.
The test is going to be great. You look at these games from this week and the week zero games. We watched a significant amount of them in our staff room, just some of the things that happened. And other than ball security, the number one thing that stood out was the poor tackling. So we've been emphasizing it. I'm sure you guys are going to ask me about it every week, depending on whether we tackle well or we don't. But tracking the near hip, taking the extra step, getting body on body, having population there, being physical. I think it's going to be a challenge every week. Every team we're playing, specifically this week in Cincinnati, with all of their skill that we think they have, and then the skill that they brought in that we've got to see and kind of test out early. So I think it's a challenge.
Population.
Yeah, it's a great way. I mean, you have to have that. When you start watching, I see plays made this during week zero where the tackle was missed, and I wasn't upset with the guy because he made him bounce. He made him do something radical, and then the population showed up.
That's the key.
The population showed up. If you don't make the tackle, but you have it with your proper leverage, then you have a chance to have things, you know, to working back to where you have help. I mean, if you think for right now, it's just one-on-one tackling out there.
No.
Well, that's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. You're going to have to win with some population and effort to the football.
Cavalry.
Yeah. I used to use the term roll call on the ball, which means we got to be – how many hats are in the picture? That's the part that matters because there's going to be times when things are – yeah, you got to tackle. Boy, that's a tough skill set. Just imagine that one. It's probably what people, you know, this is how many times you said, imagine that one before. Hey, listen, playing against Barry Sanders. You got to tackle.
Yeah.
Got to be good like that. Imagine getting on that guy in space.
Multiple
there's players
guys.
In space. Like that. It's really hard. That's why the most important thing in tackling is your feet. How fast can you eat up the grass?
Yep.
If they've got space and they have the ball, it's really hard. It's really hard out there in space. So, and squeezing lanes or if they're, you know, that just the amount of space when someone's coming through an internal run, A gap, B gap run like that. What's the space like? You know, that he's got 6 inches to get through. He's getting bumped as he comes through. That makes a difference on what's going on.
Absolutely. Oh, Pryor, by the way, 7.5 a carry last year. Evan Pryor.
That'll do.
56 carries. Not a huge.
Still pretty good though.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Now, we all know there's a lot of questions from the fan base regarding Nebraska's defensive front. A lot of replacing Robinson, Huttmacher, all these guys that transferred out.
But John Butler.
What do you want to see from the front during this first game against Cincinnati's John Butler from yesterday?
Really, all I want the front to show is they got to get off the ball. I mean, I'm talking about freaking get off the ball and create a new line of scrimmage, either whether it's their get off or their movement. So we want them living in the other team's backfield from an effort standpoint. And then obviously, from a physicality standpoint, the physicality of your defense is established by your front, whether it's a front four or front five. Are they knocking the offensive line back? Are they creating a new line of scrimmage? Are they being disruptive? Are they allowing your back seven, your linebackers, and your safeties in the run fit to overlap and make plays on the ball? If they're doing that, then we're playing defense the way we want to play. If they're not doing that, then we're going to have to make some adjustments with how they're playing, but also maybe how we're calling the game. So the heart and soul of your defense, any good defense, is your D-line. We feel like we got some good young players there that have physicality, they have movement, they have explosive playmaking ability. And you know, that's honestly one of the most exciting things for me heading into the game. You know, having gone against our offensive line, who I've attested to is very good, works very well together, they're gigantic. Now we're going up against another offensive line, which is another test. I think it's going to be good for us to see where we stack up against them as we move forward this season.
Ooh, yes. I mean, that's what I'm watching. That's what I'm watching closest.
And then it's a long fight. It's going to take a long. Early on, generally, like the D line has a little advantage. But how's it go when it starts to wear down? If it does wear down, it would. After that, you're in the third quarter. You've taken some body blows. Now, you don't wear down much if you can get off the field. You don't wear down if you get off the field. That helps you, you know, a ton. And I was watching Stanford had it at a touchdown drive against Hawaii. It was 20 plays. It was a 20-play drive. Imagine that, 20-play drive. It was like
Stanford had a 20-play?
Like 8 minutes of the clock. And so I'm like, you have one of those things. You have one of those 16-play drives. That can wear you out a little
bit. That'll wreck you for 3 weeks.
Three and outs doesn't. No, you're like, wow. Three and out with the rotation, you're fresh all game long. Offense holds the ball a little bit, so there's a lot of complementary football is really important.
You're right, though. The fight is long. You got to settle in.
Yeah, you got to settle in like that. I mean, that game started to change in Farmageddon as the game went on.
It's a long fight.
So it's a long fight. It'd be interesting to ask Pike what he feels like their tempo is, or. I mean, I'm sure they're very aware that Nebraska's all the information coming out is a very good offense. So one of your counters is, okay, do we huddle? Do we use as much of the clock as we can? If we get a first down, we've just eaten off four something of the clock. You know that what? How do they handle? Are they going fast? Don't care about it? Or is it, hey, no, we're going to huddle. We're going to snap the ball at 1 second to see what happens.
I don't know
what
that looks like.
And so I don't know what their game plan coming into is like. Hey, we're going to play this thing slow. They'll always have some tempo involved. Or is it going to be, oh, we're going pretty fast, ball's getting snapped at 22 seconds left on the clock? Or is one? That's a big difference.
I don't know what they'll do.
It'll be a big difference. It'll be fun to hear what Pike has to say.
It'll be interesting to see also what Nebraska does tempo-wise, if they come out in tempo. And what tempo? What are we talking about? Real fast or sort of fast or slow? You know? Yeah.
I'm sure they'll have different changeups. That's always the one that bothers the defense some more is the changeup. Those that do nothing but tempo, sometimes you kind of settle in pretty quick like that. But those teams that huddle or go really slow, then all of a sudden they go fast, and it's a changeup. All of a sudden, that's when you get caught. That's when you can get caught looking at the sideline, something different going on. Every team reps that to no end of how you're going to play it defensively and all the way across the board.
I'm glad you mentioned that long fight thing. I try to emphasize that to people all the time. Is you got to get off to a fast start. Get off to a fast start. I'm like, yeah, it's a long, long, long fight. Yeah. I mean, you got to get the early momentum. Yeah, okay. But then the game's long. Yeah. I mean, I hated that even when I was a player. Yeah. I mean, it's a long game. I mean,
Cincinnati's going to want to try to, their first thing is that how much can they hold off the initial surge?
And yeah, so there's an initial surge.
And then it's like, okay, if they get through the first quarter and they're in good shape at 7-7 or whatever, they're kind of, okay, that's good. There's going to be a surge. It's still going to be a 60-minute game if they can get through that first part.
Just settle in for the fight.
But just remember, the game's only judged on 60 minutes.
Right.
So it's not like, it's like, well, we're at 17-0.
It
doesn't matter.
Great.
Yeah, no,
what was the result?
The game is judged as a whole, period.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we were really dominant early. Then we weren't.
Cool. What happened?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
A football game is judged as a whole. Long. What else you got from Butler?
That's it.
Okay, that's good.
I have time.
I like that, Jake.
That's all I got. Thanks, John.
Put your hammer down,
Jake. But you guys work through your stuff, sounds like this. I didn't see anything there, Steve. You guys.
What's that now?
Well,
he was in the room for John Butler, right?
Were you in there?
I was in there a little bit. You heard the door squeak?
Yes.
Yeah, that was you.
That was me.
People were at you on the chat about that, saying, stop opening the door. I said,
you opened the
door. It wasn't just me. There was people in and out.
Who else was it?
They got to fix that door.
Yeah,
they
name
got
names.
Some WD-40.
Do they? Keith, we could do that.
We can fix
also,
the
we
door.
Also, we got to find two things. We get WD-40 on the door, and we have to figure out how to turn the mic on. Early.
Keith? Yeah, five minutes of muting.
Chime in.
I'm not sure what happened there.
Keith, chime in.
Just chime
Keith
in.
Man.
Keith Mann.
When we come back, another example of this AI world. Is April Fool's Day every day. It's ruining things. More on that next and Early Break in the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.